And good evening. It is Thursday night, Intuitive Soul Radio, and we are here tonight with two amazing guests. We are starting with Nancy Huber. Perfect. And we're going to be talking about the Cherry Valley Retreat. So welcome, Nancy.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. So tell us a little bit. I mean, I'm very excited to talk to you about your retreat, but tell us a little bit about your journey as to why you came into wanting to get a retreat, what happened, and, you know, part of your journey as to, you know, what inspired you, what was your passion about creating this retreat to peace and healing?
Well, it's sort of a long journey. I started out life as an accountant.
A little bit of a difference.
Quite a difference. I was VP Finance and Admin for a couple of Toronto manufacturers. And that was my part-time fun was anything to do with healing. So I have a healing group, and we do remote viewing and absent healing. And we've been doing it as a hobby for years. And when I heard at the farm, there was something about the vibration there that made me feel the two go together.
Right. So tell us a little bit about, like, what, so you were an accountant, and how did you journey from being an accountant to this?
I think I've always been interested in spirituality. And it's actually when my brother was killed, I certainly turned a table there and did a lot of research and a lot of searching. And I've always felt spirits. My mother's been with me since she died, and my brother as well. So I know there's a lot more than what we can see, and it is a passion for me.
Right.
And I love the farm. It has a beautiful vibration. It's been in the family since 1844.
Wow.
So it's a very, very special place.
Did you grow up there, or?
I summered there and loved it.
Oh, you summered there. Mm-hmm. That would be nice. What was it like in the summer there?
Well, they'd have to haul me in for lunch and haul me in for dinner because I discovered if you sit in a tree quietly long enough, all the animals start to go about their business. And it was fascinating.
Yes, you have a picture of a fawn on your...
Yes, they were born behind the barn.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So you have all different type of animals that visit.
They do. Last weekend I was there and there were 28 wild turkeys in the field across the road.
Wow. What was that like?
Well,
loud?
No, they were just quietly going along in the snow, and I don't know what they were digging into it for, but they were. But it's nice. It's so peaceful there. The animals feel it's good to come up close to the house, which is really nice.
Right.
But the fawns are on the website, cherryvalleyretreat.com, and you can see them there.
Yeah. And did you watch them grow up, or did they leave after?
Oh, they leave.
Right.
They leave. As soon as they lose their spots, they're up and about.
And how long does that take?
Just a few weeks. It's not very long.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
But we tried to bush hog the field in front of the house, and we couldn't because there were fawns nesting in it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, see, you don't really want to interrupt that because that's that's kind of important.
It is.
Yes. It is. Okay. So, again, you're an accountant. And what brought you from being an accountant? Like, was there any, you know, major thing that happened that was part of?
I think it's always been with me.
Okay.
Always been with me. And I just never had the opportunity to grow into this until I started working for my other half. And I had extra time every week to devote. And then I inherited the farm, and it was just like, this is meant to be. And the synchronicities since making this decision have been absolutely amazing.
Tell us about that.
Well, I guess before I started it, I was wondering how on earth I was going to get the house ready, because 50 years of neglect takes a long time to reverse.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
And I was driving up to the farm on a cold, wet March day, and I just said, give me a sign, because I just knew I couldn't physically do it myself. Well, the first thing was the sun came out. Then I stopped in at a cousin's, and I said, I've been looking at the Restore for porcelain pedestal sinks. And he said, I've got one. I'll give it to you.
Nice.
Later on that day, the couple across the road came over, and he said, there's been a mix-up at my work. He said, my union's got me on part-time instead of full-time. He said, anything you need done, plumbing, electrics, drywall, he said, I'll do it cheap.
Nice.
Perfect. Then I went down to the barn and discovered the old clawfoot tub. It was cleanable. I thought, you're coming home again. And the last thing that happened that night is I called a couple and I said, you've no idea what a godsend George is, because I had no idea how I was going to do this. I said, there's only one other thing I need. I said, the roof in the back kitchen is falling in. I need a reasonable roofer. And she said, oh, George used to be a roofer.
Wow. So those were all like in one day?
One day.
Well, I'd say that was pretty pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Good creating.
Yes. And it's been happening ever since. It seems like whatever I need to make it right is happening. It falls in my lap. So right. I'm meant to do this, I know. And I want to share the peace and the tranquility and the beauty that's there with busy city dwellers.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about and a lot of people that have been there and haven't actually been there yet, which I do hope to rectify soon. But there's a beautiful light that protects it.
Yes, the house is in a bright white vortex. It has streaks of pale green, pale pink in it. And it's September. I was talking to Pete Bernard, AlgonquinShaman.com. I was drawn to contact him. And I told him about it. And I said, people who are very sensitive say the place is loaded with tons of spirits. And do you know why that is? And he said, well, sure, it's like an airport. Mm. So he said, what you need is the honoring the earth spirit ceremony. So he came and did that in September. And again, people who were sensitive said we were really crowded in there, and they could feel a shift in the energy as he did the ceremony.
Nice.
So it was really nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So again, the difference between a spirit versus a ghost is a ghost generally doesn't know that they're past and mm-hmm. they're stuck on this earth plane, but a spirit is drawn to the energy, and a spirit is drawn to the light. So mm-hmm. they're fully passed over, they're fully in the light, but they're drawn to areas that where they can help and assist and work.
Oh, really?
Together.
How lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do want to have different healing modalities there. We're starting out with workshops to get the name known, but down the road I've got lined up Reiki, reflexology, a number of things that I do want people to come and not only enjoy the place, but to get some healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the shaman told me that although the energy there is very, very high and you will have healing, you need the ceremony to get rid of any blockages.
Mm.
So,
which there would be, because it's if it's been in your family since when?
1844.
It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with anything that long, there's always some sort of... well, there's always things to clear, and there's always things to, because it would have been a working farm at one point.
Yes, definitely.
You know, very different energy than a healing farm.
Mm-hmm.
So very different. And mm-hmm. so you needed to honor that mm-hmm. as a way to change the energy over so that it could be more, not just honoring, but more conducive to the healing aspect. Mm-hmm. Obviously, peace and retreating into peace is certainly a wonderful way for people to get away from the city when they need it. Now, tell us a little bit about the farm, because I know that, you know, you were planning on doing, is it yoga and Pilates in the barn? And
yes.
You have like different ideas of what you want to do. So tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about the way that, where it is, the layout of the farm, and how many, like, are you going to be having people stay over? Is it, or is it just...
It's day tripping.
Okay.
Day tripping. And as far as the barns are concerned, they were in the field to the north of where they are. And these are huge structures, about mm-hmm. like 80 feet long and whatnot. And in they were built in the 1840s. And in 1880, where they are now, they built stone foundation and actually rolled the barns down onto the foundation using 12 teams of horses and putting the barns on rollers. They would tackle anything.
Okay, I'm trying to picture that. that sounds pretty amazing.
Mm. But they have a beautiful energy too. But because they're originally on the ground, I've got these huge double doors north and south that can open up onto greenery instead of a strip mall for the yoga people.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So. Wow. Okay. But the horses rolled the barns to a different area?
They put
area?
The barns on rollers, like logs.
Right.
And they just, the horses hauled them down. And they just kept moving the logs to the front of the barn as they went rolled off the back.
That sounds fascinating. It must mm-hmm. have been a lot of fun. Not probably for the horses, but, and probably not for the farmers, but my picturing of it looks like it was a lot of fun. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the house holds how many people?
I can get 10 to 12 comfortably in the parlor and in the living room and in the downstairs hall. So that'd be like 30 odd mm-hmm. there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, would you at some point offer, you know, an ability to stay over in the weekend, maybe do tenting?
Maybe tenting. But in the house itself, like I have a bedroom, my son and his lady have a bedroom. And then there's the only place in the house with the electronics, the TV room upstairs.
Right.
And so it's just the downstairs I'm using.
Mm-hmm. 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 And it is approximately where from the city?
About 40 minutes north of the 401.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's off Highway 27.
Okay.
In from Thornton.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Hmm. And like you said, you were inherited it as a family farm.
Mm-hmm.
And curious as to why it became yours, or do you know?
I do know.
Okay.
I'm the last descendant.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I was a Fletcher, and my brother was killed, and so my father only had two children.
Hmm. Oh, and it was your father's?
Yes.
But you didn't. You only stayed there in the summer?
Well, when my grandparents lived there, I would stay the whole summer. Yeah.
Right. And well, then your father got it?
Yeah.
And
that's correct.
And now you got it.
That's right.
It sounds like a wonderful place. It sounds like it's got great energy.
Well, what I love to see is people calm down within 15 minutes of getting there and hate to leave.
Right, yeah.
But we're having an open house on Saturday. It's 7168 10th Line, Essa Township. And the bonus, which I never expected, is my cousin is going to bring up his draft horses and give us sleigh rides.
Which sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be a very magical way to do a lovely open house.
Well, it's actually an old-fashioned Christmas open house. The house is set up now, so you'll think you step back 100 years.
Hmm.
Like, I was lucky that Dad was into collecting antiques 40 years before it became popular. So I've taken the house to be a step back in time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's unique all on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to tell us about some of the people there that are working with you?
Sure. In the springtime, we're having Tara Taylor and Sylvie Brulé. They worked with Doreen Virtue, and they're going to come and do angel therapy workshops about connecting people with their angels and spirit guides. And so we're really looking forward to these two ladies coming.
Yeah, they sound... I've done a little bit of communicating with Tara, but not enough, but her energy is quite lovely.
Mm-hmm. I think she's an earth angel.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are as well.
Oh, well, I've been told, but who knows? Then we have Dorothy Ratusny, who's a psychotherapist, and she's going to be doing workshops on finding your soul's purpose. She's an author of a book of the same name, and she just published another book last September called The Purpose of Love.
Nice.
And she's quite dynamic lady. She's very good.
Yeah, she sounds... Again, I've connected with her a little bit, too, and I think she's going to be coming on...
Oh, you have?
...sometime in the spring, yes.
We're crossing the same paths, I believe.
Yeah. That's because you keep letting everybody know about me.
I guess that would do it. Okay, so that's Dorothy and Tara. We also have Marcia Archer, who will do an interactive iridology with you, and she's certified here and in Europe. But what she'll do is show you how to look in the mirror and see in your own eyes what's going on in your body and how to fix it.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, she's quite a gentle lady. We really love Marcia.
Hmm.
And then we have Sherry Andronic. She's womenforwomen.ca. Actually, the Tara is whitelighthealing.com. And
these are all on your website as well.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
SherryValleyRetreat.com.
There you go.
But Sherry started a couple of companies, and what she does is womenforwomen.ca, and she does a course in neuro-linguistic programming and also connecting with your higher self.
Nice.
And she also does a course on guiding light, what to expect and what to pack for the journey.
Okay. Is that after you've passed, or is
that's
now?
That's now.
So I'm thinking... Well, what do you want to pack for your journey? That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to talk. I need to talk with Sherry.
Yeah. Yeah, she's quite the gal. They all have beautiful, beautiful energies.
Oh, I'm sure.
And Sutrache is another one who's going to be doing readings on finding your life purpose. And she also does medical intuitive readings.
Okay.
Which is very, very interesting.
Now, you've done a little bit of that yourself, isn't that true?
Yeah, I do remote viewing and absent healing.
Okay.
And I've done it with friends for years. And I think that's part of the process of getting to where I'm at now. Right. And this I'm enjoying so much more than accounting.
You really? Yeah. Wow, that's really hard to believe. But At least for an Aquarian, it's really hard to believe. Accounting. Oh, yeah. No, that sounds like fun. Mm.
So we also have a vet shepherd who does grief, Reiki therapy, and she's absolutely amazing. She heals from her heart. Mm-hmm. And I had a period last summer where I had two deaths, shockingly, a week apart. One was a dear friend who committed suicide. Mm. And that just sort of sent me over the edge. I started to take her mental route. It was really frightening. And a vet said, come on, let's gift you some Reiki for this. And she said, I had layers and layers and layers of grief I'd never properly dealt with. So she peeled them all off, and when she was done, I was centered again, I was rational again. It was like amazing, really, really amazing.
Well, I think what happens a lot of times is, you know, someone will pass, and it will trigger in us, you know, karmic, old karmic patterns.
Oh, yeah.
So we were never, you know, we never were taught how to properly grieve, and especially as women, we would have been, you know, it's a weakness to cry and it's a weakness to show emotion. And so, I mean, certainly a lot more traumatic for men, but for women, you know, we're told to sort of, you know, hide it as well as men. So, mm-hmm. you know, as a society, especially in North America, we've never really learned how to grieve properly. And there's a lot of great books out there on how to grieve properly, but, you know, unless you're going through the process and, you know, as if you're not aware, mm-hmm. you're not aware of what's happening in your body and you're not aware why you're reacting. So, you know, what she did for you, like the layers that you're talking about mm-hmm. were much deeper than this life. These were deep, deep karmic layers that you were able to, and even grieving our own deaths, because there were a lot of times where we as women were burnt because we were healers and so therefore we were witches. And so there's all these deep karmic things that were going on that was part of the layers that she freed you from. So you can't actually be ready for an experience like that unless
you've got it all built up in there.
Well, you can't release all of that unless you've actually have experienced what you experienced, where mm-hmm. it was a traumatic two people, mm-hmm. you know, too quickly, and you just didn't have time. So then it went into overload. Mm-hmm. And you needed to heal that. So
well, I had no idea all that was in me.
Right.
And as she was working on me, she kept saying, oops, there's another release. Oh, that's a really old one. Oh, there's another release. It was sort of like strange. But I said, how do you feel a release? And she said, it feels like a knife coming up through my hand.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun.
Maybe not for her.
No. It's like, oh, I'd choose a different profession than that. That doesn't sound like fun at all.
And I guess Sheila Trecarton, who's actually going to be on next.
No, I've heard of her.
Yes.
Yeah. We had some lovely conversation over dinner. So you don't have to go into that because we're going to talk about
her. We're going to get Sheila mm-hmm. talking about herself. And she's actually, I took one of her workshops.
Then you can talk about that.
I took the animal communication workshop. And Sheila said at the very beginning, she said, by the time you're done this afternoon, you'll be able to communicate with any living being. And I'm thinking, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
And it was true. I was absolutely amazed at the specifics that were coming out after she took us through this process. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about your experience? Like what happened after that? Like,
She did was everybody had brought pictures of the pets for readings and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And Sheila, we went through the whole exercise. I won't give it away now.
No. But
anyhow, she had us look at somebody else's picture and give a reading on that animal. Mm. And I got a reading on one and I thought, well, okay, he hates hard cat food. He doesn't like where you've got the litter box. And it was very specific stuff. It wasn't like general at all.
Right.
It was very specific to that animal. And I thought, wow, we really can.
We really can. So we really can communicate with our animals. Mm-hmm. And we got a few little tidbits that I will share when Sheila comes up from just from dinner talking about my my cat that passed, which was so true. And so so interesting to hear, because we all, you know, especially with animals that pass, because, you know, we don't have to do that to people. No. We don't ever have to say, oh, you know what? And maybe that would be a blessing for some people, but we... We're just not allowed. And but it's a hard decision to make.
It is very hard.
You know, so, but we'll talk about that. And I know that that's not exactly your whole, what you do, but...
Sheila does many, many things, and all of them well.
So... is there anything else that you want to tell us about your farm? And I guess, first off, you know, some of the things are going to be happening soon. Like, are you?
Yes, I was going to hold off till later in the spring, but I think we can have a mechanism where we can have groups of people come for workshops. And if there is a blizzard or something like that, we can reschedule.
Right.
But that's the only concern I had with, because it is in snow country.
Right, and we were talking about that today because we had a little bit of a snowstorm, although not quite the snowstorms from the snow belt zones, although when it's in a big city such as Toronto, it does tend to slow down things a wee bit, although by the time you guys got here, it was it had calmed down quite a bit.
Right. Well, angels were surrounding us.
Angels were surrounding. And I hear that's part of what Sheila did.
Yes, it's true.
So is there anything else that you would like to tell us about your farm?
I just want to share. Like, I think I'm very, very blessed. I know how lucky I am. And it just gives me great pleasure to share this atmosphere, this peace, this healing with people. And I believe that's my path. I believe it's the path I'm meant to be following, because great things just keep happening. And if I step off the path, whammy.
Yeah, I get that. Uh-huh. And... but you don't stay there during the winter, or you don't, are you ever living there?
Yes. Okay. Yes, quite often. I will be for the open house because I've got so much stuff to prepare.
Mm-hmm. Which is this Saturday.
That's right.
And is the directions on your website?
Yes.
And your website is again?
CherryValleyRetreat.com.
Perfect.
And there's a map.
There's a map?
There's a map on the website, and it's from 11 till 5. And I had a little mix-up with Cousin Richard, but I believe the horses will be there anywhere between 12 or 1, somewhere around there, midday.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Great. All right. Well, if that is all you want to talk about, I think we'll move it over to Sheila. Unfortunately, we're not quite getting the music to work tonight, so we're going to have a little bit of a shuffle period here, but I think it should be okay.